Thompson. She had Gabrielle Olsen on the left-hand side. Quickly trying to move it to the left was Thompson, but the pass was behind Olsen. She tried to play it off the far side boards, but the play ended up offside. If that pass is on target, it is a two-on-one break for Superior. Face-off, battle for. Chipped out of the zone by the Storm, all the way down ice again, and another icing on Central Wisconsin. Right now, the Storm a bit on their heels late in this period. Lots of stoppages in play. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in period number two, and the Storm still leading 2-0. Face-off to the right of Tammy Floor. Face-off drawn in below the goal line, picked up by Ava Rohde. Rohde, right-hand side, makes a nice little move. Rohde still with the puck. Rohde controlling it to the near side. Rohde gets it up the center. Now with it is Ava Whitmore. Whitmore's pass goes into the right-wing corner. In behind the cage, Madeline Kelter could not get to it. Puck rolls to the near side corner. Whitmore still fighting for it for the Storm. Puck is now played by the Spartans. Back to the point. Capped in for a moment by the Storm, but now the puck rolled into the Central Wisconsin zone. Madeline Kelter gets it ahead. Now with it is Whitmore. Whitmore through center. Whitmore moves it right-hand side. Mara Meverden. Meverden got it caught up in her skates for a moment. Lost control of it. Puck taken away by Superior. Rolled in deep by the Spartans with 3:40 to go in the period. Up to center ice. Jaden Yurkowski. Yurkowski's pass knocked away. Back through center ice. Harrelson. Harrelson into the zone. Harrelson made a nice move. Got taken down, but again, no penalty. Again, we have not seen a lot of penalties. Shot from the point goes wide of the cage. That time it could have gone the other way, but the arm stayed down. Grabbing it is Emma Brandt. She'll dump it in deep. Puck in behind the cage. Jaden Yurkowski. Yurkowski to the right corner. Yurkowski back to the point, but goes between the skates of Brandt and all the way back into the Central Wisconsin zone. Cammie Floor will move it to the far side corner. Taylor Friedel. Friedel bangs it up the center. Goes off the stick of Gabby Heiser and out of play. Has not been the cleanest period for the Storm since they got that 2-0 lead. Had not been able to put the passes together. Had not been able to put the opportunities on net that we saw for the first period plus of this game. Neutral zone faceoff. Taken by Michaela Garam. Moves it near side, Taylor Friedel. Friedel along the boards. Friedel had her pass knocked down. Gets it back. Friedel still stick handles. She'll work her way back behind her own net. Friedel now to the right. Passes forward. Storm get it up to center. Puck taken away again, however, by the Spartans. Puck bouncing around between the red line and the blue line. Now taken away. Into the zone. Madeline Kelter. Kelter, upper slot. Kelter, still with the puck. Tried to feed it towards Whitmore between the circles. Could not connect. And now here comes Superior the other way. Thompson into the zone. Thompson works her way between the circles. Thompson could not get the shot off as Kelter came in, was able to get to Thompson before she fired it. And then the puck rolled softly in on net and covered up by Cammie Floor. 2:17 to go, second period. Still 2-0 Storm. Face off to the right of Camille Floor. Fight for the draw, won by Central Wisconsin. Here come the Storm, back up ice. Good move. Now possible 2-on-1. Into the zone, Heiser. Heiser comes in front. Heiser backhanded shot, and a save is made. Good save with the right pad as Gabby Heiser showed good patience. Worked her way to the near side, but still a terrific stop by Nault. Now the other way. Here comes Superior. Puck thrown to the far faceoff circle. Nobody there for the Spartans. Back up ice comes Central Wisconsin, then deflected away. Rolls back in, and now we got a whistle. And I think we may have ourselves a penalty coming up on the Storm. Gabby Heiser is going to go into the box for Central Wisconsin. And with 1:42 to go in the second period, power play chance for Superior as they try to get on the board, trailing 2-0. Coach Jana Wimmer is not happy at all. She comes down to the bottom of the bench, and she is having a rather animated conversation with the referee. I have not seen her this angry very often. And she's been battling what I had last couple weeks, a bad voice. But she was letting loose with whatever voice she had on the referee. But power play will begin now for Superior. Puck is drawn in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Picked up by Gabrielle Olsen. Olsen below the goal line. Give and go. Puck in front. Puck is knocked away and cleared by the Storm. Unsportsmanlike conduct called on Heiser. So now the Spartans have to reset deep in their own zone. Up the center ice. Boshin. Boshin moves it left and then dumped it over the blue line, but knocked down and then grabbed and cleared by Michaela Guerra. Comes in a net. Oh, nearly a bad play by Nolte. She lost her balance, swept with her goalie stick and almost whiffed on it. But now picked up. Upper slot shot by Boleen is blocked. But nearly a disaster there on the clear. It came in on net. But now two on two the other way into the offensive zone. Left-hand side, Thompson. Thompson fed in front. Puck loose between the circles. And then jumping on it and covering it up is Camille Flore. But a moment ago, this puck was cleared all the way down ice. It came in on net. Nolte knocked it down. It came in front of her. And she saw coming in quickly Sophie Boleyn. So she tried to swat the puck with her goalie stick. Almost whiffed, got just a piece of it to knock it away for Boleyn. Face off to the right of Flore with 45 seconds in the period. 1:03 on the power play. Storm will win the draw and clear the puck all the way down ice. So far, so good on this penalty kill for Central Wisconsin. Puck is moved up the center. With it is Reinke. Now moved right-hand side into the offensive zone. Olby. Olby in the right corner. Olby drops it off. Puck is still loose. Picked up by Reinke. Reinke has it knocked away. Reinke will chase it down near the blue line. And then her pass goes off of Kelker back to center ice. Chasing it down back in her own zone is Reinke. Reinke gives it away. Yurkowski into the zone. Yurkowski almost got around the defender for a break-in. But the puck taken back by the Spartans. Off ice, Listic. Listic going in front of Thompson as the horn goes off. Thompson was not able to get the shot on net. Nearly an opportunity before the horn, but the clock was unkind to Superior. End of two periods of hockey. Central Wisconsin 2, Superior nothing. We'll come back, recap the scoring of this one, look at the shot totals and saves as well. This is Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
I'm Chad Holmstroy, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Chad Holmes again from the Greenhanger Ice Arena at DC Everest. Second intermission, Storm 2, Superior nothing. Storm got on the board at 1:46 of the first period. Ava Whitmore with her ninth goal of the season. Madeline Kelcher with the assist. 1-0 Storm, and that would be the score at the end of one period. It would stay that way until the 3:29 mark of period number two. It was Gabby Heiser lighting the lamp for the 34th time this season. Assist on the play went to Jaden Yurkowski. That made it 2-0. And that's the way the score would stay the rest of the second period. There is still 18 seconds remaining of a power play for Superior when the third period gets underway. I don't think the Storm played quite as well in that second period as they did in the first, the last, 10 minutes or so. Just a lot of stoppages, not a lot of great flow in this game. There were some pretty good opportunities still. Some nice stops by Kaylee Nault to keep it 2-0, keep Superior still in this game. Through two periods, 19 shots on net for Central Wisconsin, 17 saves made by Kaylee Nault. 8 shots on net for the Superior Spartans, and 8 saves made by Cammy Floor, the freshman goalie for the Storm. Again, don't forget, next Saturday night, the Storm will wrap up their regular season, travel to the Bay Area Ice Bears. Bay Area, the number one ranked team in the state, the team the Storm beat in the state championship game a year ago. We will be at Cornerstone next Saturday night, 7:20 for the pregame, 7:30 for the opening faceoff, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We have Wausau West Hockey coming up on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday of this week. The Warriors will host Eau Claire North on Monday night, 6:50 for the pregame. Warriors will host Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday night, 6:50 for the pregame. And then on Thursday, the regular season finale for the Warriors, Wausau West, number 5 ranked team in Division I in high school hockey. They'll take on number 3 ranked Nina Hortonville Menasha. They are the number 3 ranked team in the state. We will be at Nina for that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 Thursday night. So again, Wausau West Hockey on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday of this coming week, and the Central Wisconsin Storm in hockey next Saturday against the Bay Area Ice Bears, all right here on your home for high school sports play-by-play and your home for high school hockey, 98.9 WXCO. Zamboni finishing up its work. Teams will be back in just a few moments, and we'll have the third period. Storm 2, Superior nothing. Back in a few moments here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? If it's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes again from Main Heck Turner Ice Arena on the campus of DC Ever Senior High School. Heading to the third period, Central Wisconsin Storm 2, Superior Spartans nothing. Goal scores for Central Wisconsin, Ava Whitmore. She scored at 1:46 of the first period. Gabby Heiser would then score at 3:29 of the second period. 19 shots on net for Central Wisconsin, just 8 shots on goal through two periods for Superior. Storm have had the better opportunities, but later in that second period, you can see Superior trying to put a little bit more heat on, but as I mentioned a couple of times, and I don't mean to ride this horse all the time, but when you lose one of your top offensive performers late in the season, not only do you lose the production, but you also have to start to figure out different ways in order to get things accomplished. And for Superior, losing Adlin Benson, and I was talking to the coach before the game, Jana Wimmer, she said that Benson was somebody that did a lot of the hard, heavy lifting, did a lot of the dirty work, did a lot of the physical little play that would get you the puck and then be able to get it to somebody like Michaela Reinke to score goals. So obviously it's a huge loss for Superior, not only today, but in the upcoming playoffs as well. Superior has another potential playoff preview coming up Thursday. They'll take on Hayward. Hayward, number 4 ranked team in the state. Superior, number 3. Storm, number 2. And all three of those teams, again, in sectional number 1. So, again, unfortunate to see three of the top 4 teams in the state, and only one of which will find their way to the state tournament. I should say at least, or at most, one of them. Because you never know. All three could be knocked off in the playoffs. Again, that's why you play the game. So 18 seconds of power play time remain for Superior as we begin play in period number 3. There's the faceoff drawn into the Central Wisconsin zone. Getting there is Sophie Boleen. She'll whip it along the boards. Could not get it out. Puck is played by the Spartans. Right faceoff circle. A shot goes high and wide of the cage. At the point, Boshin. Boshin will stick handle. Roll it in below the goal line as the penalty comes to an end. Gabrielle Olsen getting bodied up by Ava Rohde. Puck is fought for, still below the goal line, left-hand side. Coming over is Kelter to help now for the Storm. Dug out by Superior. Near side, Thompson! Thompson threw a screen, but fighting it off is Cammy Floor. Thompson has been probably the most active player for Superior so far in this game. Thompson in the left corner. Thompson feeds it in front. Nobody there for the Spartans. But back to Thompson. Puck thrown in front. Puck is still loose. Turning, firing. Blocked by Rohde. Grabbing the loose puck on the right-hand side was Reinke. Leading scorer for the Spartans, but a blocked shot for Ava Rohde, and she'll get it back to center ice. Back up ice again. Comes Superior, but then cleared out again by Ava Rohde. Mara Meverden trying to get it into the offensive zone for Central Wisconsin. Could not do so, but there to pick it up. Before peeling off on a line change is Ava Rohde, and she'll roll it in deep. Superior gets it back. Up to center ice come the Spartans. Over the blue line, left wing side, Aaliyah Haraldson. Now the Storm back up ice, Jaden Yurkowski. Yurkowski in left corner, fed in front, intended for Heiser, cannot get there. Shot for the near side, blocked. That was Michaela Gearham. Puck picked up behind the goal line. Again, Yurkowski tried to feed it in front, but unable to get it on net. Then grabbing it again as Yurkowski fires a shot that hits the side of the net. Storm now showing a little bit of offensive life. At the right point, Gearham. Gearham a shot, save, rebound in front, cleared aside by Superior. Now the Spartans will get it back up through center ice. With it is Ella Larson, moves it right-hand side. Not able to handle it was Kenlin Tim. Tim dumps it in. Puck rolls behind the cage to the near side boards. Paige Lindberg will move it behind the cage. Taylor Friedel will grab it now for the Storm. Friedel stick handles in her own zone. Moves it right-hand side. Gabby Heiser. Heiser over the red line. Heiser over the blue line. Heiser had it knocked away. And the puck back to center. Picked up there by Paisley Listig. Listig could not get it into the zone. Good defensive play made by Michaela Guerra. But Listig now gets it back. Puck over the blue line. Then deflected back to center. Picked up by Central Wisconsin, Madeline Kelter. Kelter into the right corner. Kelter still fighting for it below the goal line. Kelter gets it back. thrown to the right faceoff circle, but nobody there for the Storm. Puck is now played by the Spartans back to center ice. Grabbed by Ava Rohde. She'll turn, and she'll get it back into the superior zone, and it'll be covered up by goaltender Kaylee Nault. 14:02 to go, period number three. Remains the Storm with a 2-0 lead. Thanks to our sponsors, including the Clover Belt Credit Union, for their support of our broadcast. Longtime supporter of our sports broadcast, and when you hear the commercials, if you do have a chance to visit any of those businesses, please thank them, because without them, could not bring you the action of high school sports here on 98.9 WXCO. Puck in the deep right wing corner. Isabel Yaki getting double teamed. Now the puck comes loose. Still fighting for it now is Barigi for the Storm. Taken away by Gabrielle Olsen. Back to the point, but not able to keep it in for Central Wisconsin. Was Ava Rohde, and she'll just roll it back in deep. 13.5 minutes to go. Storm continue to lead 2-0. Puck still deep in the superior zone. Deep left corner. Battle for the puck. It's not been a lot of room to maneuver for these teams the last period or so. Another scrum along the boards. Puck comes loose. At the point, Boleyn moves it to the left faceoff circle. Now back to the point, Rohde. Rohde will fire it over the crossbar off the glass. Puck deflects to the left corner. Storm keeping it in the offensive zone. That's what you want to do when up by a pair of goals. Puck along the near side boards, picked up by Superior. Back to center. Pass knocked down by Rohde. Rohde gets it to Emma Brandt, and Brandt will dump it in. And behind the Superior cage, Isabella Thompson. Thompson will try to bring up the right-hand side. Puck knocked away and stolen. Gabby Heiser. Heiser will fire it. Save is made. Heiser, another shot. Another stop made by Kaylee Nolt. So Heiser out there with a couple of more shots. She scored earlier. And congratulations to Gabby Heiser. Set the Storm career scoring mark and also the single season goal scoring mark in the last couple of weeks. Face off to the right of Kaylee Nolt. Off the far side boards, Mara Meverden. Meverden still fighting for it. Puck comes loose. Pinching in, trying to keep it in for Central Wisconsin, is Taylor Friedel. She does a nice job and keeps it in deep. Behind the net. Now with it, thrown in front. Attempted pass that time by Madeline Kelter, but nobody there for the Storm. But the Storm hovering around the superior net. Puck along the near side boards. Back to the point, Garam. Garam will fire it wide of the far side pipe. Madeline Kelter keeping it in deep. Kelter goes down, looking for an arm, but does not get the penalty. Puck back to the point, and back to center ice. Still a fight at neutral. Still another battle for that puck. Gets knocked back to the center circle. Grabbed there by Ella Larson. Larson into the zone. Had it poke checked away. Michaela Garam with a good poke check. Now Yurkovsky up the right wing side. Yurkovsky stops. Yurkovsky fed it in front towards Brandt, but the pass was behind. Puck is kept in deep, however, by the Storm. Behind the net, Haley Olby for Superior. Storm in the midst of a line change. Puck goes back to center, but the puck was played with a high stick. That will stop the clock with 11:32 to go. Period number three. Remains 2-0. Central Wisconsin with the lead. Played by a high stick by the Storm, so the faceoff will be in the Storm zone. Win on the draw. Shot attempt by Reinke. Gets deflected wide of the cage. Puck is battled for in the deep left wing corner. Jaden Yurkovsky will dig it out for Central Wisconsin. Whips along the board to the far side and gets it back to center ice. Boschen will have to reset at her own blue line for Superior. Now up ice with it is Listig, but a whistle and an offside coming up on the Spartans. 11:10 to go. 23 shots on net for Central Wisconsin. 9 shots only for Superior. And the Storm with a 2-0 lead. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. Faceoff is drawn back into the Superior zone. Puck will be whipped along the near side boards. Kept in by Gabby Heiser. Heiser works her way right face-off circle. Now between the circles, backhanded shot, save, rebound, chopped at in front, but not able to get it home for the Storm was Yurkovsky. Back to the point, Rohde. Rohde fires it in front, deflected by a superior defenseman and cleared back to center ice. Ava Rohde back in her own zone along the near side boards, getting pressured. Able to find Heiser. Heiser gets it ahead now to Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky into the zone. Puck is rolled in deep. Now Ava Whitmore in the corner. Whitmore feeds it back to Gabby Heiser. Whitmore below the goal line. Back to Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky has it taken away. Puck back to center. Poked away nicely by Ava Rohde, and she'll be cross-checked. She poked it away from Michaela Reinke at neutral ice, and then Reinke throws a cross-check. Delayed penalty. Off comes Cammie Floor. Extra attacker for the Storm. Storm will flip it in over the boards and out of play. But it was a good defensive play by Rohde, and then showing frustration was Michaela Reinke, and she'll be in the box for the next 2 minutes. Now with a 2-0 lead, big opportunity for the Storm to really put their arms around this game. 2-0 is not the greatest lead. It feels like it's been a secure lead because not a lot of offense from Superior. But things can change very quickly. Face off to the right of Kaylee Nault. Win on the draw. Back at the point. Boleyn. Boleyn moves it left-hand side to Garrow. Now Ava Rohde, left point. Moves it to the right. Boleyn. Boleyn fires in front. Save is made. Yurkovsky trying to grab the rebound, but that's actually Gabby Heiser trying to get the rebound. She was taken down. Could have been a penalty, but none come. Puck is cleared by Superior. But it has been a rather physical game here today. Ava Rohde into the zone. Rohde trying to get between the circles, knocked away. Puck is still battle for it, now picked up by the Spartans. Back to center. Here comes Superior, left-hand side. Paige Lindberg into the offensive zone, rolls it in deep. Boleyn behind the cage now for Central Wisconsin. Headman pass, nobody there for the Storm. Dump back in on net, loving it down. And then playing the puck will be Cammie Floor. Down to a minute to go on the power play. Garum into the offensive zone. Garum had it poked away. Picked up by Heiser. Back to Garum. Garum, left-hand faceoff circle. Back upper slot. There's a shot! And a blocker save made. That was Boleyn from the upper slot. Puck is played now by the Spartans out of the zone. Back to play it at her own blue line. Now is Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn through center ice. Into the zone. Boleyn now turns the corner. Boleyn a front shot and a save. Right pad stop made by Kaylee Nault. And the puck cleared by Superior. 24 seconds to go on the power play. Storm will try to get it back up ice one more time. Nice little move by Taylor Friedel. Gets it up the center. Friedel over the red line. Friedel into the zone. Friedel on the near side boards. Friedel giving it towards Ava Whitmore. Whitmore fighting for it below the goal line. Right hand side. Deflection in the corner. Isabel Yonke trying to get there for Central Wisconsin. Still a fight for the puck as the penalty comes to an end. 8 minutes to go. 2-0 Central Wisconsin. At the point, Friedel. Friedel fires it. And a glove save made by Kaylee Nault. So an offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Storm. 7:56 to go. And the Storm looking for a 19th win of the season. Face off to the left of Nault. 28-9 right now, the edge of shots. Only one shot. Right off the draw, Brandt, a shot and a save. Emma Brandt grabbed that puck at the bottom of the right faceoff circle. Had a good opportunity, but fighting it off was Kaylee Nault. 29-9, only one shot in the period for Superior. Puck back to center, bouncing around. Grabbing it is Michaela Reinke. Reinke will fire it, and a stop made by Cammie Floor. A lot on that shot from Reinke. You can see why she has 37 goals, but able to snag it. Hold on is Camille Floor. Second shot of the period for Superior. Face-off won by the Spartans. Puck is rolled between the circles. Bouncing around to flex to the right-hand side. Chased down by Listig. Listig in the right corner. Listig still has it. Listig moves it behind the cage. Ava Rohde with it now for Central Wisconsin. Rohde still fighting for the puck below the goal line, left-hand side. Puck is kept in by the Spartans at the point. There's a shot, save is made. Trying to use a screen on that shot for the point was Michaela Geisler, but able to see it, scoop it up off the top of the ice is Camille Flore. Stop the clock with 7:04 to go. The seeding meeting will be tomorrow. We'll find out what the bracket looks like for both these teams. They're both in sectional one, along with fourth-ranked Hayward. A win today, probably for either team, would secure the number one seed. And right now, the Storm have the edge 2-0. Puck is cleared back into the superior zone, and that'll be icing on the Storm. The sectional championship round is scheduled for Superior this year. So it could be similar to last year, where the lower-seeded team has a home game in the sectional final. Last year, the Storm played on their home ice in Mosinee as a number two seed against number one seed Superior. Face-off, puck rolls in, covered up by Flore. This year, it could be the opposite, where potentially a number two-seeded Superior hosts number one-seeded Storm in Superior in the sectional final. Because the sectional final, schools basically volunteer to host these events. Puck back to center. With it is Berigi. Berigi will dump it in deep. Goes in behind the cage. Deflects to the near side corner. Puck is played along the boards and now back to center ice. Grabbing it is Malia Berigi. Gives it off to Taylor Friedel. Her pass a little too far in front of Matea DePoit, and that'll be an icing on the Storm. We'll have all the hockey brackets tomorrow. The four sectionals in the girls' bracket, the four sectionals in the Division I boys, and the four sectionals in the Division II boys. State tournament again down in Middleton at what they used to call Bob Suter's Capital Ice. There's a new name to it. I forget what it is. Puck in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Puck in the right corner. Still battle for below the goal line. Puck comes loose. Grabbed by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore pass. Could not get it out of the zone. Kept in by Superior. Puck bounced around. Turned over. Puck between the circles. Poked away. Getting a stick on it for the Storm. Save a possible scoring opportunity for the Storm was Boleen. And now another icing on Central Wisconsin. Well, down two, trying to put some heat on right now is Superior. 5:58 on the clock, third period. Face off to the left of Cammy Flore. Storm win the drop, get it back to center ice. Fight for the puck, Whitmore there, but now picked up by Superior, and they'll cough it up. Puck still bouncing around just inside the blue line. Back to play it, now for the Storm is Whitmore. Whitmore will dump it in deep and peel off on a line change. Behind the net. Trying to grab it is Madeline Kelter for the Storm, but could not do so. And now she'll head off as well. Puck back to center ice. Ava Rohde getting it towards Gabby Heiser, and then Rohde will dump it in deep. Puck is still deep in the superior end of the rink as the Spartans move it off the near side boards. Deflected to the point. Back to center. Reinke now has it for Superior. She'll flip it ahead. And it bounces over the boards into the Storm bench area and out of play. Five minutes and 11 seconds to go in period number three. 2-0 Storm with the lead. Storm scored at 1:46 of the first, Ava Whitmore. And then at 3:29 of the second, Gabby Heiser. Face off taken by the Storm. With it is Matea DePoit. DePoit, stick handles, left-hand side through neutral. Passes on the left-hand side, could not connect with Isabel Yankee, but deflected into the superior zone. Fight for the puck along the far side boards. Still battle for, capped in by the Storm. Puck is still rolling around, and now back to the point, capped in again by the Storm. Right now, the Storm just want to keep it in this part of the rink. Puck is dumped to the deep left corner. Grabbed now by Superior. Puck knocked away. Turnover. And then a whiff on the shot attempt by Mateo DePoit. She tried to quickly turn and fire. Puck was still bouncing around. Now Superior still having trouble getting out of their own zone. Puck finally up the center ice. Left-hand side, Isabella Thompson. Thompson shot goes wide of the cage. Rebound. Tough angle shot goes right through the crease to the near side boards. Puck back to the left point. Not able to clear it out of the storm. Kept in the zone by Superior. Now with it below the goal line is Taylor Friedel, and she'll get it back through center ice. Puck rolls into the Superior zone. Getting there first is Paige Lindberg for the Spartans. Moves it off the near side boards. Nobody there for the Spartans. Grabbed by Michaela Garam, and she'll dump it in, but she was not to the red line, so that means an icing on Central Wisconsin. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go. And again, just not able to put a lot of heat on in this third period is Superior. Only three shots on net in the period, 11 in the game. Storm, a 29-11 edge. Ava Rohde playing the puck now for the Storm. Moved on the left-hand side. Storm up the center. Stick handling through center ice on the right-hand side is Isabel Yonke. She'll backhand it in deep. Puck in behind the Superior cage. Moved to the near side corner. Spartans will get it back up to center. Not able to handle the pass is Thompson. Storm get it back, but then knocked away to the near side boards. Played by Ava Rohde for Central Wisconsin. Gets it back up to center, and then rolled back in by the Storm. Here comes Central Wisconsin into the zone. With it is Yurkowski. Yurkowski had a poke checked away. Puck in the deep left corner at the Superior end. Storm still fighting for the puck. Ava Whitmore now fighting for it below the goal line. Whitmore feeding it towards the faceoff circle. Could not connect, and the puck back to center. Played there by Ava Rohde. 2:50 to go. 2-0 Storm. Now flipped ahead. Nice and softly that time by Sophie Boleyn. But it did flip over the boards and out of play. So faceoff will occur at neutral ice with 2:44 to go. Storm looking for an eighth consecutive win. And now it looks like a timeout will be called by Superior. Timeout Spartans, 2:44 to go. 2-0 Storm, back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Minutes and 44 seconds to go in regulation. 2-0 Storm. Center ice faceoff coming up. Still in net is Superior goalie Kaylee Nault, but we may expect her to come off for an extra attacker rather soon. Good play by Emma Brandt. Knocked away the pass and keeps it in deep for the Storm. Puck is played along the near side boards. Trying to fight for it is Central Wisconsin. Now up to center. Possible 2-on-1. Into the zone, Reinke. Reinke will fire it. Deflected. Getting in front and taking a hard shot and shaking a little bit, Taylor Friedel gave up the body that time to get in front of a hard shot from Michaela Reinke. Was Taylor Friedel, and she's heading off to the far side bench. She's going to get some taps on the helmet, I'm sure. being looked at is Taylor Friedel after getting in front of that shot from Reinke. Face off left of Tammy Floor. Face off won by the Storm. With it is Emma Brandt. Brandt will clear it, but she wasn't to the red line. Needed another stride or two to get there. And the puck ends up being an icing on the Storm. So another offensive zone drop. Still in net is Kaylee Nault for Superior. Face off is fought for near the dot. Now deflects in below the goal line. Picked up on the far side. With it is Yurkowski for the Storm. At center ice, puck is rolled in deep. Goes in behind the Superior cage. Deflects to the near side corner. Grabbed by Isabella Thompson. Thompson will flip it up the center, but nobody there. And that's going to be an icing on Superior. This is not the same Superior team without Adeline Benson. I just think that they're going to have some work to do between now and when the playoffs begin, because they just are not able to get the same kind of offensive pressure on that they did before that significant injury to their second leading scorer. Battle for the puck along the near side boards. Puck back to center. Dumped in by Ava Rohde. A minute 35 to go. Puck is still deep in the Superior zone. Fight for the puck below the goal line. Ava Whitmore. Whitmore back to the point. Boleen will dump it down low. Trying to grab it is Madeline Kelter for the Storm. Now Whitmore below the goal line. Kelter will get it back in the corner. Back to the point. Boleen. Boleen had it pass deflected, but the Storm just keeping the puck in the offensive zone. Puck rolled to the left faceoff circle. Off a skate. Kept in by Sophie Boleen. Boleen as the Storm in the midst of a line change. Puck moved to the near side boards with 1 minute to go. Off the center ice comes Reinke. Reinke will dump it on net. Smothered and held on to by Camille Floor. 54.8 seconds to go. And now, if Superior was to pull their goalie, this would be the time. Sometimes we don't see it done. And at this point, it looks like staying between the pipes will be Nault for Superior. Face off to the right of Tammy Floor. Face off won by the Spartans, but a whiff on the shot attempt by Haraldson. She had an opportunity, and the puck cleared. And Gabby Heiser taken down, but no penalty. Puck is picked up now by Garam. Garam at neutral, and she'll dump it in deep. Puck goes in behind the Superior cage. 35 seconds to go. Puck back to neutral. Chip back in by the Storm. Excuse me. Puck now brought back up by Superior. Into the zone. Puck rolled in below the goal line. Garam gives it off to Taylor Friedel. So Friedel, after taking that shot off the leg, back out on the ice. Down to 14 seconds to go. And the Storm appear to be securing a number one seed in the playoffs, as they will knock off the Superior Spartans today by a score of 2-0. A very impressive W today for the Storm as they improve to 19-3 overall, and Superior falls to 18-4. So the Storm win it by a score of 2-0. We will have our post-game show coming up next. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 225548 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Chad Holmes back from Greenheck Turner Ice Arena, where the Central Wisconsin Storm defeat the Superior Spartans by a score of 2-0 today. It was not the cleanest game, I mean, in terms of, you know, flowing hockey. There were a lot of stoppages. There was a lot of, I would say, physical play. And obviously, girls hockey don't allow body checking, but boy, you're against the boards and making things difficult on the opponent. I think there was a lot of that here today. But in the end, it was a game where the Storm pretty much had this one in control. It was a 2-0 game, but it kind of felt like it was a bigger lead, if that can make some sense. Because we were not seeing the Spartans really put a lot of offensive pressure on in the game. They only ended up with 12 shots, and they had 4 shots in the first period, 4 shots in the second period, 4 shots in the third period. And really, it turned into just a very workmanlike effort here today for the Storm. Storm now 19-3 overall. They are in all the number seed. Bracket is announced tomorrow. Superior 18-4. In all likelihood, they'll be the number 2 seed. Bracket is announced tomorrow. But we'll wait and see. always a fun day when those kids come on, and that will happen tomorrow. Scoring in this one, Swarm got off to a fast start to the first period. Ava Whitmore with the goal. Assist went to Madeline Kelter, 1-0. And that was the score at the end of the first period. Then the Storm was able to make it 2-0 early in period number two. 3 minutes and 29 seconds. Gabby Heiser, her 34th goal of the season. Assist to Jaden Yurkowski, and that made it 2-0. Storm had some other good opportunities, some good stops made by Kaylee Nault to keep it 2-0, and that would be the score at the end of two periods. And then in the third period, not a lot in terms of great opportunities for either side. Storm had better opportunities. They put 10 shots on net in the second period. I should say in the third period. Only 4 shots on net for the Ice Bears in period number 3. But in the end, no scoring. So the final score, 2-0. 29 shots on net for Superior. I should say for the Storm. 27 saves for Superior goaltender Kaylee Nott. 12 saves made on 12 shots for Storm goalie Cammy Floor. So that's going to wrap it up here today. But again, next Saturday, the Storm will be back on WXCO. They will have a makeup game coming up at Medford on Thursday, but we'll be back with the Storm coming up next Saturday night. 7:20 for the pregame, 7:30 for the opening faceoff. The Storm and the number one ranked Bay Area Ice Bears. That game being played at Cornerstone Community Center over in Ashwaubenon. We will have it for you next Saturday right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Our next high school sports broadcast coming up on Monday, Wausau West Hockey, the fifth-ranked Warriors taking on Eau Claire North. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. That is coming up on Monday night right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey here on 98.9 WXCO, and thanks to you for joining us. Again, I'm Chad Holmes from D.C. Everest Green Heck Turner Community Center Ice Arena. Central Wisconsin Storm 2, Superior nothing. This has been Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. A federal judge yesterday temporarily blocked the Trump administration from putting thousands of USAID employees on leave and paused orders recalling those who are stationed abroad. Then a different federal judge blocked Elon Musk's Department of Governmental Efficiency from accessing sensitive records, including bank account and Social Security numbers, through the Treasury Department. The judge ordered Doge not to destroy any of the information they have already downloaded. CBS's Willie James Inman.
On Friday, at least 19 states, led by New York Attorney General Letitia James, sued the Trump administration. The lawsuit alleges privacy and tax law.